Good morning, everybody. It's 9 a.m. I will call the meeting to order. It is March 15th, 2023. We have Kirby, Jenny, Marie, Daniel, and myself chairing. We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the minutes of March 1st, 2023, LOC meeting minutes and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion made by Kirby, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to current business, the Oneida Life Insurance Plan Law, Clarissa.
Okay, sorry about that. This item starts on page 4 of your packet. The Oneida Life Insurance Plan Law was adopted by the Business Committee on an emergency basis on September 28th, 2022, through the adoption of Resolution BC 92822C. So this law establishes the Oneida Life Insurance Plan as an approved program of the nation to provide a death benefit pursuant to the Oneida General Welfare Law, all eligible enrolled Oneida Nation members. So this law establishes the Oneida Life Insurance Plan as an approved program of the nation in accordance with the Oneida General Welfare Law. It provides how this program qualifies for general welfare exclusion. It provides that all members of the nation shall qualify for benefits from the Oneida Life Insurance Plan to be used for funeral expenses first, with any residual benefits distributed to a designated beneficiary. It requires that a member of the nation complete the Oneida Trust Enrollment Committee approved beneficiary designation form and submit it to the Trust Enrollment Committee, either online or in person at the Oneida Trust Enrollment Office prior to their death in order to secure benefits from the Oneida Life Insurance Plan for their beneficiary. It provides that funeral expenses shall be paid directly to the funeral home upon submission of a valid invoice up to the limit of the Oneida Life Insurance Plan benefits, even if a designated beneficiary has not been designated, but that the Oneida Life Insurance Plan residual benefits shall not be paid or claimed if the decedent did not designate a living beneficiary through the beneficiary designation form. It requires that the Oneida Trust Enrollment Department be notified within 1 year of the member of the nation's death in order to distribute the Oneida Life Insurance Plan benefits to the beneficiary. It provides that the Trust Enrollment Department is the department that has the responsibilities to oversee and administer the plan. And it provides rules related to the determination of death and status. It prohibits a designated beneficiary who criminally and intentionally causes the death of the decedent from being entitled to any benefits passing under this law. It provides how the Oneida Life Insurance Plan benefits shall be distributed. And it provides that the Oneida Life Insurance Plan shall be contingent on funding.
Your mic just went out.
Here, you want to use this one?
Give her this one. Thank you, Rick. So the emergency adoption of this law will expire on March 28th, 2023. The LOC is now seeking an extension of the emergency adoption of this law. So the Oneida Business Committee has delegated the authority to temporarily enact emergency legislation when that legislation is necessary for the immediate preservation of the public health, safety, or general welfare of the reservation population, and the adoption of the legislation is required sooner than would be possible under the Legislative Procedures Act. So a fiscal impact statement and a public meeting are not required for emergency legislation. So the emergency adoption of this law was necessary and continues to be necessary for the preservation of the general welfare of the reservation population. The emergency adoption of this law ensures that the United Trust Enrollment Department can immense and continue the in-house management and oversight of the Oneida Life Insurance Plan now that the EPIC contract has terminated on September 30th, 2022. And this is done in order to provide a smooth transition and uninterrupted service to the members of the nation participating in the Oneida Life Insurance Plan and the beneficiaries that will emerge in the next fiscal year and beyond. Additionally, observance of the requirements under the Legislative Procedures Act for the adoption of this law was and continues to be contrary to public interest. So the EPIC contract for the management of OLEP terminated on September 30th, and the process and requirements of the Legislative Procedures Act could not be completed in time to ensure that the law could be adopted on a permanent basis to address the management and oversight of the Oneida Life Insurance Plan by the Oneida Trust Enrollment Department prior to the termination date. So the Legislative Procedures Act allows the Business Committee to extend emergency amendments for a six-month period. So a six-month extension of the emergency amendments to the law is being requested to provide additional time for the LOC to finalize the development of the law to be presented to the Oneida Business Committee for permanent adoption. So the extension of the emergency amendments to the law will become effective on March 28th, 2023, when the law is adopted. When the law, as previously adopted through the emergency, expires, and this will remain in effect for an additional 6 months, which will end on September 28th, 2023. So the adoption memo for this emergency extension is found on page 6 of your packet. This is followed by the resolution on page 9 and the statement of effect on page 11. And these documents provide the same information that I've just shared with you this morning. So the first thing in regard to this legislative matter we are asking the LOC to consider is the adoption of a motion to approve the emergency extension of the Oneida Life Insurance Plan Law Packet and forward to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
So now that we approved the emergency extension materials, we can move on to the discussion of the permanent adoption of this item. So there are two handouts in regard to this item. The first is a clean draft of the proposed life insurance, Oneida Life Insurance Plan Law. And the second handout is a red line draft of the Oneida Life Insurance Plan Law that demonstrates the revisions that are being suggested from the currently effective emergency draft. So looking at the red line draft, we can see the proposed changes starting on page 4, line 136, section 1002.6-3A1. So section 1002.6-3 provides that the Oneida Life Insurance Plan benefits shall be distributed in the following order. So first, funeral expenses shall be paid to the funeral home pursuant to receipt of a valid invoice therefrom. So funeral expenses are defined as cost of the funeral of the decedent accrued and invoiced by the funeral home, including but not limited to funeral planning, securing the necessary permits and copies of death certificates, preparing the notices, sheltering the remains, coordinating the arrangements with the cemetery, crematory, or other third parties, transporting the remains, embalming and other preparation, use of the funeral home for the viewing, ceremony, or memorial service, use of equipment and staff for a graveside service, use of a hearse or limousine, a casket, auto burial container or alternate container, and cremation or internment. So a new subsection 1 was added to the law, which provides that any expenses beyond the funeral expenses shall be the responsibility of the beneficiary, family of the decedent, or any other responsible parties. Then a new section is added starting in line 147, section 1004.8, so administrative rulemaking. So this section now provides that the Oneida Trust Enrollment Department shall be delegated administrative rulemaking authority in accordance with the administrative rulemaking law to promulgate rules to govern the administration of the Oneida Life Insurance Plan. So the administrative rulemaking process is being used because it is transparent and allows for community input. So now we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the draft of the Oneida Life Insurance Plan law and direct that a legislative analysis be completed.
So second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? Kirby.
Question. Clarissa, so I guess in layman's terms, OLEP was responsible originally to process the paperwork and do everything. And with this emergency amendment, with OLEP gone, are the middleman. So now trust enrollment would just process all the paperwork. That's basically what it's saying.
Yes. Yes, previously OLIP was administered by Epic, and since the contract termination on September 30th, the Trust Enrollment Department has been handling the administration of OLIP okay. in-house.
And I just wanted to make that clear for layman's terms. Thank you.
So, Clarissa, so with this new law, payment goes to the funeral home to cover all those expenses. However, it does not cover food or flowers, correct? That would be the responsibility of the family.
Correct. That's what that additional subsection one was added in to kind of identify that any expenses related to the funeral beyond what's covered in the definition of funeral expenses would be the responsibility of the family, the beneficiary, once they receive kind of that residual benefits, or any other responsible party. So this law, or through OLAP, it's really focusing on kind of the core funeral expenses, ensuring those are paid.
So I probably asked this before. So what is that turnaround time? Because family, you know, a lot of times don't have that extra money to cover for the meal or the flowers. How soon can that pay out? No. Wait. How soon could the family get that residual?
During our work meeting with Finance and Trust Enrollment Committee, I believe it was identified that looking back at kind of what has happened, that it was happening within a month's time.
Okay. Okay. Only because I'm worried because, you know, when there's a death in your family, you've got to have funeral arrangements made within a week. You know, burial usually happens within a week. If they don't have that extra funds for that, do they just go without?
Keith. I can share just kind of the common, that seemed loud. The common process from my time in trust enrollments, when someone would pass and work with a funeral home, both local or across the nation, the funeral homes would front a lot of those expenses and they would just put it on their invoice as, you know, a casket expense, here it is, or money advanced for food at the service.
Okay.
You know, they'd meet with the family, they'd pay it, and add that to their invoice.
Okay.
So that was all done as part of the initial plan. And then we, meaning trust enrollments, would receive that and work with Epic in the past or for the last 6 months or so, mm-hmm. internally take the invoice, get it paid.
Okay. I just don't want the family to end up in a jam, you know, well, trying to provide a good funeral for their loved ones.
And that's my concern with defining the funeral expenses how it is here, is anyone familiar with the past OLIP process may go in there assuming those cash advances are going to be paid by OLIP. That would no longer be the case unless it's covered on one of these defined funeral expenses, and they may still have a, to them, unexpected bill to pay to the funeral home. And not that that's wrong by any means. That would just be some additional communication we would need to get out if we're altering the funeral expense definition here. Further, while I got the mic here, I just wanted to clarify that I think this funeral expense definition conversation in the work meeting started because of a statement that accounting was processing a lot of extra checks for those other vendors. And just to clarify that that has not been playing out in the last 5.5 months that trust enrollments has been administering these. Okay. Those have all shown up on the funeral home invoices as cash advances. So when we pay the funeral home, it's just one check for our accounting staff to process. And they're not making multiple per.
So all that extra work that we thought accounting was doing was really not happening.
The work is happening, but it's only to add new funeral homes and new beneficiaries.
Okay.
So if someone has, you know, a funeral home and three beneficiaries, that's still four new people that needs to be entered and paid for. Mm-hmm. But there's not potentially several sub-vendors that also need to be added.
Okay.
Thank you. Marie?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment on, you know, I'm happy to see that we do have a funeral expenses as part of the OLIP law to ensure that at minimum the funeral services are being paid for the Oneida Nation citizens. I know that when there is no beneficiary listed, those funeral expenses were not paid for in the past. And I think that was about 18% through EPIC. When there was no beneficiary listed, through the previous vendor, they would not pay for those funeral expenses, and that would all go to through the probate process. So I think this is a great law that we're bringing back to the nation for trust and enrollment to a minister, and to ensure that all Oneida citizens get their funeral paid, regardless if there's a beneficiary on file. At least they have that piece taken care of. Those expenses could run thousands and thousands of dollars. So I'm really excited to see this happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Marie?
I forgot to add that it's really important that the beneficiary gets submitted to the trust enrollment. The form that needs to be completed has to get into the into trust enrollment in order for the beneficiary process to happen should there be a death in the family.
And what is that date? March 31st?
It was 6 months from the last one, so I don't know if that's the 28th or the 31st, but yeah, you're right there.
The end of this month, so it's really important that we communicate that to the community. I know you've been on Facebook Live with that, but you know we all need to make sure that we're communicating.
Yep, and I just wanted some clarification, and maybe Keith, you can help us out with that clarification that we were under the assumption that everybody had to fill out a new form, but if you had the old form filled out, you do not have to do a new form, is that correct?
Yes, the old forms are still acceptable.
So to everybody that's listening, the old forms, if you had it filled out, it still stands. So you don't have to run down to enrollments to fill out a new one as long as you have one filled out already. Marie?
Unless you get married and change your last name. I'm assuming the form has to be refilled out. Right, Keith?
No, we would still honor your previous form. I think it's just good practice to get into the habit of when your life situation changes to keep your name and information and intentions updated with trust enrollment, but that act alone does not invalidate your old form.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did receive forms myself. I still haven't submitted, but yes, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, thank you.
You have till the end of the month.
Okay, any final comments or questions? I see none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. We are now moving on to the petitions for Linda Dallas, Alcohol and Drug Addiction Treatment Assistance. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 17 of your packet. So we have a status update memorandum as a handout for this morning's meeting. And I do want to highlight that after this meeting concludes, the LSC meeting packet on the website will be updated to include all the handouts. So on February 15th, 2023, the petition Dallas Alcohol and Drug Addiction Treatment Assistance was submitted to the business committee or to the government administrative office by Linda Dallas and has since been verified by the Oneida Trust Enrollment Department on February 16th. So on February 22nd, the Oneida Business Committee acknowledged receipt of the petition and directed the Legislative Reference Office to complete a statement of effect for the petition, which status with status updates to be submitted for the March 22nd regular business committee meeting agenda and the first business committee meeting of the month thereafter or until the final documents are submitted. So on March 1st, the LOC added the petition to the active files list to be worked on by the Legislative Reference Office. So the Legislative Reference Office is currently working on the development of the statement of effect for this petition. It is the intention that the Legislative Reference Office will have the statement of effect for the petition submitted for inclusion on the April 12th, 2023 Oneida Business Committee meeting agenda. So we're now asking the LLC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the status update memorandum for the petition L. Dallas, Alcohol and Drug Addiction Treatment Assistance, and forward to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny. Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to petition Linda Dallas FY 2023 budget.
Starts on page 20 of your packet. Again, we have a status update memorandum as a handout for this morning's meeting. So much like the last petition, this petition, the LRO, was directed to complete a statement of effect and status updates by March 22nd. So the LRO is still currently working on the development of the statement of effect, and it's the intention of our office that the statement of effect will be submitted for inclusion on the April 12th, 2023 United Business Committee agenda. So we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the status update memorandum for the L. Dallas fiscal year 2023 budget and forward to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny. Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to petition Linda Dallas, GTC, directives for the OBC to stay out of day-to-day business. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 22 of your packet. So the status update memorandum is a handout for this morning meetings. So the Legislative Reference Office is currently working on the development of the statement of effect for this petition. It's our intention that the statement of effect will be submitted for inclusion on the April 12th, 2023 Oneida Business Committee meeting agenda. So we're asking the LLC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the status update memorandum for the petition L. Dallas GTC directive for OBC to stay out of day-to-day business and forward to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny. Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to petition Lloyd Zizey, uncapped all employee wages.
So this item starts on page 25 of your packet. The statement of effect for this item starts on page 26. So on February 15th, the petition L. Zizey on cap all employee wages was submitted to the business committee and has since been verified by the United Trust Enrollment Department. On February 22nd, the business committee acknowledged receipt of the petition and directed the LRO to complete a statement of effect and with status updates to be submitted for March 22nd. So the purpose of this petition is to call a special meeting of the General Tribal Council to consider the following, which is direct that all workers' wages be uncapped throughout the entire Oneida Nation of Wisconsin organization structure. So all applicable laws and policies of the nation were reviewed in developing the statement of effect for the petition. So looking at the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures, the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures provides for the nation's employee-related policies and procedures, including recruitment, selection, compensation and benefits, employee relations, safety and health, program and enterprise rules and regulations, and record keeping. So in regard to the nation's job and salary structure, the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures provides that an ongoing plan will be instituted based on standard employee grades and step levels to assure that a uniform approach is taken to establish equitable salary and wage levels. Additionally, the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures then references wage grades in the following instances. So it discusses that temporary employees will be paid within the grade in which the job is classified. That all employees who is transferred to a position lower on the Oneida Nation position structure shall be paid at the grade level corresponding to the new position, and that satisfactory evaluations may result in an employee receiving an increase in pay within their grade level. So provided that the employee has not attained the highest step within the grade. So the references to employee grades throughout the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures implies the use of salary ranges applied to each grade, which inherently would include salary minimums and maximums. So the request of the petition to uncap all employee wages implies the elimination of any maximum salary limitations placed on a grade. So uncapping all employee wages may disrupt the plan instituted based on standard employee grades and step levels, to which would affect any uniform approach taken to establish equitable salary and wage levels. So after review of all applicable laws and policies of the nation, it has been determined that the adoption of the petition Elzaizi and cap all employee wages could conflict with the United Personal Policies and Procedures requirement that a plan be instituted based on standard employee grades and step levels to ensure that a uniform approach is taken to establish equitable salary and wage levels. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for petition Elzaizi and cap all employee wages and forward to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I don't see any, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. New submissions, Finance Committee bylaw amendments, Clarissa.
So this item starts on page 28 of your packet. On March 7th, 2023, the LOC received a request to amend the Finance Committee bylaws. So in your packet, you'll find the agenda request form on page 28. This is followed by a draft of the proposed amendments on page 29. And then there's also minutes from the March 2nd Finance Committee meeting on page 32, where they kind of approved the drafts for it to be sent here. So the LOC is being asked to consider a motion to add the Finance Committee bylaw amendments to the active files list with a designated sponsor.
Question, I just don't think it should be Kirby or I, because we're both on, we both sit on finance.
I could be the sponsor if you wanted to vote,
okay.
Default to myself.
So move then with David as the sponsor?
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie, with myself as a sponsor. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. That concludes our agenda for today. Thanks, everyone. We're looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:26.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everyone.